I didn't want to get dragged into more reality TV, but here I am. And shout out to Lovely T because she recently streamed her latest podcast of the one and only Jocelyn Hernandez and Wendy Williams situation. You need to go check that out. It's right here on Anchor as well. Lovely T 2002, the most recent. So, talking about the whole Jocelyn Hernandez and Wendy Williams thing is so funny to me. Both of these women are very strong-willed. They're very opinionated. However, they're both very, very flawed. I don't really understand Jocelyn's whole point in going into this. I really do piggyback off of what Lovely T said when she said that she wanted to deflect from what happened with Faith. I don't know what tempted her to go off on Faith like that. If you don't know what I am talking about, Lovely T does touch on it a bit in her podcast video, so you can check that out and then come back here. Because my whole podcast episode is for episode 2 of Jocelyn's Cabaret. So I wanted to touch on the whole Faith Evans thing and the whole Wendy Williams thing just a little bit, but not too much. First of all, apparently in her clapback, she called her son an animal. I don't know why they always bring in the kids. It's a black thing, honestly. Is that racist? I don't think it is. I just think that it's only our people that bring in the kids. Like, why do you have to talk about the kids? It's not... If you have beef with somebody, talk about their character, talk about how they haven't made a hit in, like, what, 12 years like she did. You could have stuck to that, and especially because the kid has autism. Oh my gosh. I didn't know the kid had autism. And then she called him a monster or, like, an animal. Something happened with Bonnie Bella. And apparently she was put in danger. But after Jocelyn went off on Faith, Stevie came back and clapped back at Jocelyn, talking about the whole situation with her and Barbie. Apparently Barbie and Jocelyn know each other, like, outside of the cabaret, and I want to touch on that a little bit later, because when I was watching season one, and when I was done with season one, I did watch the audition episodes for season two, and I came across Barbie's video, and it kind of seemed like she was already on the show. Like, it was weird the way she was acting, but we'll touch on that in a little bit. Jocelyn's Cabaret airs Sundays on Zeus, where you can see all the madness unfold, and today we are going to be talking about episode 2 with a bit of an episode 1 recap, because this is the first podcast that I'm doing. Yay! So we obviously did not talk about episode 1. So nothing about the show screams class. Okay? Not even the house. Not even the house. And, I mean, it's nice. It's big. But it's not really... It's a house. And I get that it's season 2, so you're still getting on your feet with things. But Cabaret is starting to feel like an oxymoron, just by peeking at the first 5 minutes. So we come into the new house with about, I want to say, 10 or 11 girls, two from season one, Sapphire and Lucky. These girls are so beautiful to me. I wish I was that beautiful, especially Sapphire. Her features, her dimples, love it. All, everything. And Lucky is just so little. Her features are she's petite. She's really cute as well. So those are the two girls that I am rooting for off the bat, because I know them from season one and I'm so happy that they came back. However, we gotta talk about some of these new characters. So episode one ends in a fight. Per reality TV, there was some drama with a pimp outside of the show involving Lucky, which is a girl from season one, and a new girl named Barbie something. I don't know, I think it's just big bad Barbie. No, I'm thinking of that Catch Me Outside girl now. But yes, okay, so her audition process. So we're watching. You can tell the ones that are homemade. Maybe she filmed it on like an iPhone 11 or something, but you can tell the homemade videos from like the better structured ones. And I felt like the way Barbie was just all made up and her pink and her long hair. Now in her audition process, she looked biracial. She did. I don't know what they did on the show. I don't know what she did in preparation for the show. But now she looks just like straight up white. So I don't know where that is coming from, but she did look more biracial, which is kind of why I was like, okay, let's see who this new girl is. But no, now she just looks like a straight up white woman. So anyway, we get into the house, and I'm not going to talk about the double homicide comment. Oh my gosh, I feel so bad for laughing. Is that wrong? It is wrong. It's wrong. But I wanted to touch on the fight with Lucky and Barbie. So, like I said, everybody gets all dressed up. You know, everybody's looking nice. And I guess Barbie's just running her mouth to Jocelyn, talking about how Lucky DM'd her and wanted to, what? You know, get intimate with her, let's say for instance. And Lucky didn't deny it. You know, she didn't deny anything. It was just that I felt like Barbie was putting her on the spot to kind of be like that upper, to get the upper hand. And I couldn't really figure out why she was calling her out if she wasn't even denying it. Usually you call somebody out to get the upper hand like that because you know they're gonna deny it. You want to cause them some shame, some embarrassment, something like that. But Lucky was just like, yeah, and so what? Lucky's point was that Barbie was being shady. Apparently they were in the jacuzzi one night and her man were drunk and you know Lucky just wasn't feeling it, and it's understandable. They don't really go into too much detail, which sucks for me because I can't really explain it much for you. But let me see if I can find the clip. Let me see if I can find the clip where she's just asking, may I, may I? She's asking Jocelyn if she can fight Barbie. I didn't know what she was talking about either, because Jocelyn was like, I thought she was saying, you know, may I speak? But no. How it was set up was that think of just a regular couch, okay? You have a two-seater couch, and then you have a coffee table. It's like a rectangular coffee table right in front. Not much room, like barely enough room for two people's legs to get in there, okay? So Lucky is sitting right in front of Barbie, and Barbie is sitting on the sofa, okay? So Jocelyn is sitting on the further end. There's a girl between Barbie and Jocelyn, and then Lucky is sitting right in front of Barbie. They're talking. Barbie's not really letting Lucky get anything out, which I peeped. She's talking over her, still trying to, you know, take jabs at her. Nothing that Lucky's denying, like I said. So at some point, Lucky looks at Jocelyn. She's just like, may I? May I? May I? And I'm just like, okay. I mean, I can see she's getting upset, so it's obvious what's about to happen. And then all of a sudden, and I love the editing of the fights because you get to see ass being beat, you know? And all of a sudden, Lucky just starts boom, 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 boom. I'd have to go back to season. No, not season one. I have to go back and find it because it's only giving me the option. It's only giving me the option to. Okay, Barbie, so that's not sneaking. I just set up the scene. We all know that she was sitting directly in front of you. That is not sneaking. That's not from behind. That's not a run-up attack. And she damn near asked about 10 times if she could hit you. Something should have clicked. Something should have clicked, honey. So, as you can see, she's claiming that she was snuck. She wasn't. Now, I want to fast forward a bit because things cool down between Barbie and Lucky after that. However, what confuses me, per se, is the fight that happens at the other end of the house. I don't know what happens, but there's another big character, big personality named Big Lex. I mean, now, in my opinion, she would be the one to be bringing the showdown in class, honestly. It's just the ratchetness, it's the ghetto-ness, it's the classless attitude. It's a lot. It's a lot. Big Lex, I don't know where her beef came from with anybody, but wherever she can get, and in the process, in the process of fighting, she goes at anybody. I don't know why. I don't know where the beef between Big Lex and whoever she was fighting or attempts to fight comes from, but it just set off a whole nother brawl in the house. Whole other brawl. That's Sapphire. That's Sapphire again. Now that's Big Lex. I don't know what, like I said, I don't know where the anger is coming from. There could be things that they're not showing us. I don't know why they wouldn't be showing us, because the scenes are long as fuck in the... Oh. The scenes are really long in this show, so they would have time to show where the drama stemmed from between these two. So, there's a lot of anger coming from Big Lex that is kind of being shown coming out of nowhere, you know? Like, we don't get to see where. Damn. Look at Barbie. Barbie trying to kick.
She definitely pulled a piece of my hair out that had me really fucking mad. Like, I was ready to beat her ass after that. I took this shit and stuffed it in my system. It's like, yeah, bitch.
Okay, so now after the fight between Big Likes and Boss Tech, ugh, these names. She was right. Boss Tech's hair was snatched by Big Lex, which is the one that was like, I'm trying to beat you. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to beat you. That's the one. She grabbed her frontal. I mean, like, yanked it, and stuffed it in her pants. And now she's gyrating. Come get your frontal. Like I said, there are some irrelevant characters, that are trying to stick out. But the main characters are pretty known by now. It's Big Lex, Barbie, Sapphire, and Lucky. Those are the ones that are sticking out to me. And the girl that got the abortion, Aqua, but I hope that's not her entire storyline. I know some people in the comments were kind of talking about that as well. Big Lux is a fighter. And the one-on-one with Jocelyn that Boss Tech has, the girl that got her frontal snatched, it really spoke light. It really brought into perspective that this is a wannabe classy show with a bunch of ratchet people point blank. You know? So I don't know what Jocelyn's take or point. I don't know. It was already renewed for season three. Let's start there. So how classy can it get? Because apparently the winners from this season are supposed to be going to Vegas or something. And when And like Lovely T was saying, when you think of cabaret, you do not think of all this ratchet shit. You think of, you know, teasing and sensuality and class. You don't think of someone's lace frontal getting snatched off and then being stuffed inside pants and gyrated against. You don't see that. I mean, Barbie's tits were out. They're round and perky, but obviously, you know, they're out. So there's just a lot going on, and I understand Jocelyn's reach for the show, but what I don't understand is the quality girls. If you're an executive producer, if this is your shit, if this is your show, you need to know who you're bringing on. You need to understand your vision and try to make that happen, because nobody else is going to make that happen. Obviously, you know, she got a boost from Zeus because of her reality TV history, but from there she should have taken the initiative. Fiona, my cat, is like, see, you see what you just did? Now you're stuck. I'm not helping you. And she fell. You need to be able to understand your vision because nobody else will. And once you let it spiral like that, it can turn into anything. And this is what it is. It's not classy.